This is Aviv, and I'm here in the early morning hours before sunrise with a new key. The three known unknowns. The vortex of change is supersonic. 2011 has already produced more surprises in 3 months than most years do in 12. Nothing is impossible. It's a VUCA world, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And within this chaos, there are extraordinary opportunities. The question for all of us, and for you, is how do you organize yourself? How do you organize your team and your company to respond to unknowns? How resilient are you when faced with new challenges and opportunities? Now, we will deal with unknown unknowns on a different key. But in this key, we focus on three known unknowns. And we ask you to focus on your future ups and on your resilience. So let's get to it. Mother Nature, the market, and the Middle East are the three big known unknowns. Mother Nature just revealed again her unhindered power in the tectonic shift that caused a devastating 9.0 earthquake in Japan, which resulted in a tsunami that knocked out several nuclear plants. The market, too, is again showing its unhindered, irrational, volatile, and seductive nature. And yes, the Middle East is in flames, undergoing transformational revolts. Now, we clearly know a lot about these three, but we do not know in what ways they will surprise us next. Hence, known unknowns. In ancient times, Mother Nature was the market. She produced and delivered abundance and created scarcity. The prevailing attitudes of the ancients were forbearance, surrender, and acceptance. But in just two centuries of industrial and technological revolutions, we have reversed the tide, or so we thought. We've turned the market into Mother Nature. The market was meant to produce and deliver abundance. And in spite of periods of uncertainty and fear, the march to modernity seduced us into feeling confident and self-assured, to the point of believing we have it all under control. At least, you get this feeling listening to most TV news anchors. There is always this tone of amazement as to why we cannot control or prevent these events, as they express bewildering expectation that we should be able to resolve Mother Nature, the market, and the Middle East by next Monday. But truth be told, TV anchors and their writers mirror the ignorant and arrogant sentiments of the public at large. We are upset that Mother Nature, the market, and geopolitical events in the Middle East will not comply with the way we believe they should. And when they don't, we project a childish judgment upon the prowess of a presidency or a nation. When you think about this seriously, it's ridiculous. Clearly, the Middle East, the market, and Mother Nature are undergoing massive changes, not governable by any one person or system, including even a U.S. president. And it's the illusion of control that is being tossed away because all three seems to be at a climatic inflection point which shakes and rattles our worldview. The market reached a critical inflection point as decades of supply-driven environment gave way to the culmination of demand-driven dynamics. With billions of people escaping poverty to modern and middle-class lifestyle, all desiring the good life of freedom and mobility, the demands are enormous and they are rapidly growing. And therefore, scarce resources and commodities will increasingly shape market trends for years to come. Mother Nature, too, seems to be demanding more respect and that we attend to her sustainable health after decades of unbridled exploitation. As we continue to propagate and populate and create higher and greater expectations for mobility and prosperity, Mother Nature is letting us know that we need to attend to the environment and find ways to consume energy safely and cleanly. The Middle East and the Arab world have reached an inflection point too. The people are expressing their unhappiness and dissatisfaction with their governments. Their demands and desires of Jeffersonian rights will not go away. From supply to demand, the change is massive in each of these three. In fact, change is massive in every other place you look. What was is no more. The rules are shifting like tectonic plates, first slowly and then violently. If you don't adapt, if you are not prepared to move swiftly to higher ground, you may find yourself consumed by a tsunami of change. The first challenge of change is letting go. You have to let go of what you know. You need to let go of preconceived ideas. And you need to let go of what you knew should and must happen. And yes, you have to be prepared to observe and assimilate new data without shooting all over it and without shooting all over yourself. A second challenge is to not react based on yesterday, but respond in the context of a new emerging situation. A course of action based on three-week-old data may be and probably is outdated. This is an ambiguous world. Last year's strategy will not deliver today's desired results. All solutions are not sufficient. Yesterday's creativity is too narrow. We need new solutions, new strategies, and new creativity. To meet the challenges and opportunities ahead, we need new thinking, new ideas, and we need new holistic perceptions and innovative breakthroughs. To meet the future, you need future ups. A shift from a supply to a demand environment is a monumental swing from abundance to scarcity. In the face of scarcity, we must find new abundance to meet the challenges ahead. Well, the Federal Reserve translated this insight into quantitative easing, hoping an abundance of liquidity will get the economy and the job market going and will reverse deflationary forces and embolden inflation. But we need to find in ourselves other forms of abundance to transform the complex challenges we face into growth opportunities. We need abundance of collaboration, abundance of innovation, and we need abundance of purpose. And then we need to find and bring to these abundance of resilience. Let me define resilience. Resilience is not bouncing back to an old equilibrium. Resilience is bouncing forward to find a new one. Resilience is drawing the map of your journey as you go. Now, here is my call to action. Look at your situation. Identify where you're holding outdated views and maps. How flexible, how agile, and how resilient are you in your work and with your team and your people? This is what you are called to do, to lead with resilience, to lead with collaboration, to lead with innovation, and yes, to lead with purpose. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Engage with the massive change around you. Become a catalyst of new ideas and innovation. Develop and lead resilience. Turn setbacks into new opportunities to create significance and growth. Create the future for you and for your people.